Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from the Bojangles Studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. Whoa, yes indeed. We've got a lot of things to do this morning. I hope you'll join us. Got a lot of topics to discuss. No politics, no finance, no personalities, no movies, no television show. Well, one little television show. Welcome to the program, everyone. If you'd like to join us, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area. And outside the Atlanta area, all across the country, in the SB Nation radio network of 155 stations, the telephone number is 800-972-8255. 800-972-8255. So join us if you will. We've got a lot of things to do. How was your 2018? What was your best trip? Where did you get to go that you wanted to go? What did you miss during 2018? We've got a full lineup of subjects, and I'd hope to hear from you this morning. This is O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. And the SB Nation has added 25 stations to the lineup now. So we're at 150 stations across the country, from Houston to Sacramento to L.A. to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, St. Louis, and all across the country, including the many, many stations in the Southeast and the Rocky Mountain State. So give us a call this morning. Introduce yourself. We're going to talk about the Southern Grind Guestbook. We'll have the Medal of Honor tribute. We will have a very special turkey calling consumer show coming up. I'll tell you all about that and so many other things this morning. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Woman Williams will join us at about 5 o'clock this morning, and we'll have her presence in the second hour of the program. I hope you'll join us. This is O'Neill. More outdoors when we get back, I promise.
You know my old car needs washing.
You're listening to O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country, and I have a couple of other self-promotion activities to go on here before we get to the meat of the program. It's my privilege and obligation, and I'm most proud to tell you that this program is brought to you every week by the Whitetail Institute, Hayes Auto Dealerships, The Tough Shed, Stripling's General Store in Bogart, Georgia, Works Tools, True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, the Governor's Gun Club in Kennesaw, Georgia, O'Neill's Gun Oils, Real Lubes and Deck Cleaners. I got to tell you about that. Snellville Heating and Air, Zach Brown's Southern Grind Knives, Timbuktu, and Fisher's Choice Baits, the Unicoi Callmakers Show, Bodyplex, where I work out, in Alpharetta and Jasper, and O'Neill's book, People and Places Along the Way. If you haven't ordered the book, take a look at O'NeillOutside.com. If you order it there, then I will personally sign it to you. So you'll visit O'NeillOutside.com, and we'll do that for you. And a lot of people are enjoying the book. Believe me, it's not what you might call the great American novel. This is not John Steinbeck. This is my travel, the people and places along the way. 65 years in the outdoors since I was just a little kid up until right now. Now, one of the things that we're doing on the television show, and we have been and will continue to do so, is on that home page at the Southern Grind guest book. You can visit O'NeilOutside.com, click on the Southern Grind guest book, the little space that says Enter Now. And there you will be able to ask a question, make an observation, whatever the case might be, leave your comment. If we choose your comment for the television show, then we will, or Zach Brown, some of the greatest knives in the world, collector's items, will send you a Jackal black and tan knife. And I get so many comments about how great these knives are. That's on the television show. On this radio program, beginning today in the second hour of the show, we are choosing some comments from those Zach Brown guest book comments, and we're going to give a knife away, a Southern Grind knife, every week on the radio show. So if you wonder why I'm looking that way, you can watch O'Neill Outside Live right now on Facebook plus listening. So let's get started. I've got something else, but let's get started with that. First of all, I'd like to read some of the comments. Now, the first week's television show winner, if you will, is a comment made by Samantha Sumner in Lake Panasoffkee, Florida. And we'll be getting her mailing address, and we'll be sending her a Zach Brown knife. But her comment was, O'Neill, I love the show and just want to know what is the best way to make venison chili. Well, that's a multitude of answers for that. People like it hot, spicy. I know some people even put cinnamon in their chili. But here's a way I guarantee you it's going to add flavor and the correct amount of spices. This is the way to make your venison chili outstanding. And that is, instead of just venison, add a pound of Swaggerty's sausage. That's right. Add Swaggerty's pork sausage to your venison chili recipe. Give it a try. So that's the first winner on the television show, and it'll be up this week. Now, beginning this week on the television show is the preview of the upcoming season. You'll watch that. It'll be on the Pursuit Channel, Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Sports Sun, Fox Sports Arizona, the Hunt Channel, and now on Waypoint TV, Gen 7 Outdoors Television, Right Now TV, Outdoor Action Network, Gone, G-O-N-E TV. So those are video on demand channels, and if you look those up off of our website, you'll be able to see them, and you can watch O'Neill Outside and watch this radio show on demand whenever you like it. Okay, let's go back to the Southern Grind guest book for a moment, because I want to use some of those questions and answer them if I can, or comment, and you will have kind of an idea about the questions, how they come in. First one, let's see if I can. I gotta get my glasses for this. Maybe I'd do it this way. Here's an example by going to the O'Neill Outside, the Southern Grind guest book, from Bill Miller, and he lives in Molino, Florida. Sorry, I gotta get my glasses. Explain to your viewers the importance of harvesting does during the either sex season. the limits on deer, whether you live in Georgia, Alabama, Kansas, California, Minnesota, wherever it is, or Michigan, whatever, the limits are your indication about how many of the deer should be harvested to balance the habitat. Now, here in Georgia, Here in Georgia, the limit is 12 deer, 3 antlered, and 9 does. Sounds to me like some of the does need to be harvested, doesn't it? If you'll manage your property that way and manage the deer and the relationship to each other, the bucks and the does, and their presence in the habitat, you will have an indication about how many does need to be harvested. I mean, some states, they have no doe harvest at all. The ideal situation is 1-to-1, one buck with one doe. But the habitat can only stand so much. So that is your indication. So, Bill, the indication about how many does to harvest is indicated by the Department of Natural Resources. All right, here's from Alfredo Marquez. What's the best method to fry, bake, or deep fry your fish and not worry about the bones? Best thing to do is fillet those critters, other than brim, and pick out the bones, but fillet the fish. That's the best way to take out the bones. If you'll fillet it, there won't be any bones. Let's see. Larry, that was from Fresno, California. Larry Scales from Sprague, Washington. Love the show. Have I ever made venison poppers? And what kind of smoker chip do you use? I cook everything on the egg. And I have made venison poppers with Swaggerty sausage as the ingredient for the venison. I have made those. And what I always use is natural Big Green Egg charcoal. What a huge difference it makes not to use briquettes. If you're using a Big Green Egg or whatever kind of cooker you're using, please don't use briquettes, especially the ones with the automatic lighter. They've already got the lighter in the briquette. Man, once you change to natural charcoal, and I recommend Big Green Egg charcoal, then you'll find that you get a more natural smoke flavor. And because the briquettes got glue and sawdust and lighter, don't do that. Once you change and use those things, I believe you'll enjoy it much, much more. When we come back, more Outdoors with O'Neill Outside. We'll be back.
Hometown hero at the bar, burned out highlight superstar, you know.
Watching O'Neill or listening to O'Neill Outside. Welcome to the program, everyone. If you'd like to join us, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. We've got the radio prize package coming up, but there's one more question I want to respond to at the Southern Grind Guestbook at O'NeillOutside.com. This is from, and this is very self-serving, Jeff Crisp from Kings Mountain, North Carolina. He says, I love watching your show. My son is graduating from college in May of 2019, and I want to take him on a hunting trip out west. I don't have a clue on how or where to start. Looking for a good hunting trip so he can be successful. You have any recommendations? A very self-serving recommendation, sir, for Jeff, is for you to telephone Travis Johnson at Rush Creek Guide Service. That's in North Texas. That's where Travis lives now and operates out of North Texas. And I believe he and his guide parties, I think they've already taken 60 whitetail bucks this year. I can think of no other place that I have been where you can have the more than reasonable opportunity to take a buck, and a big one, a big Texas, Oklahoma-style buck. Rush Creek, R-U-S-H, Rush Creek Guide Service, and you can ask for Travis Johnson. Travis does most of the hunting shows now for O'Neill Outside. The balance of 2019 in the hunting portion of the program, it will mostly be Travis. Okay, it's time for the radio prize package. Here's the rules for the prize package are you have to be 18 years old to win, and you never, well, let's put it this way. In the last 2 years, you have not won a radio prize package, and here is the prize package. A $10 Bojangles gift card, a Whitetail Institute DVD about producing trophy whitetails. This is a great DVD. A voucher for some Swaggerty's Farm product at a grocery store near you. A DNR hat, Regulations Magazine, and keychain. A Realtree hat decal combo, Data Sport Forecaster, and Moon Phase Clock. A latest edition of the Angler Magazine, the Dude Magazine. Two cans of Fisher's Choice baits. Excuse me. Bug Band wipes and Bug Band wristbands. And a Thunder Chicken casting float by Mark Noble. Pardon me. And here is the question. Ready? It's quite a prize package. And here is the question. First of all, the telephone number is 404-872-0750. Excuse me. Or 800-972-8255. Okay, O'Neill Outside Radio began its tenure in Atlanta radio in 1991. What was the name of the show at that time? O'Neill Outside Radio began airing in Atlanta live in 1991. What was the name of the show at that time? Okay, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Excuse me. Okay. Scratchy voice this morning. This podcasting has gotten to be a big deal. And I've listened to a lot of outdoor sports podcasting. Some of them are absolutely horrible. Some, however, are very, very well produced, with lots of pertinent information. So my question for you this morning, among so many other things, is, do you listen to podcasts? Do you listen to outdoor show podcasts? There's lots of them. I think one of the main ones is one called The Meat Eater. He has a television show and a radio podcast. And you can listen to it most any time. All you have to do is tune into iTunes or Stricter or whatever some of these services are, and you can, while you're in the truck traveling or whatever the case might be, or at home, you can listen to a podcast about outdoors. It's a pretty good idea. So, do you do that? I hope that you do, because sometime this month, the month of January, probably after the 15th of January, O'Neill will begin a podcast. It won't be one of these two-hour-long podcasts. It will be only 15 minutes. But it'll be something like this radio show. But it'll be outdoors, and you can listen to it anytime it's a podcast. Remember now that the radio prize package is going on right now. I don't have any calls, Jason. Jason, do I not have any calls? Have I lost my connection with WSB Radio? I don't think so. I hope not. Maybe he's answering calls right now. What do you think? Oh, boy. And I suppose I'm still connected, but I can't hear Jason and I can't hear WSB. I'll ask my radio producer there in Peachtree City, Georgia. That's okay. I'm good on the Sports Broadcast Radio Network. I may not be on WSB right now. I do not know, but I'll hear from them pretty soon. I hope. This is always kind of a mystery. Let me see if I can connect. You stay right there because this is quite a little engineering job here. Let's see if I can reconnect with WSB. Now you see how all this works? Well, I'll keep trying. Hold on, everybody. SB Nation, hold on. Maybe I am now. How about now, Jason? Am I connected to you, sir? And yes, I am. I think I've got a telephone number for this part of the program. Let me set everything up. This is pitiful, isn't it? But we are professionals here. And so, there you are. The question was, what was the name of the first, when O'Neill Outside started? And I think we have an answer right there, but I'm going to hear from Jason down at the WSB radio studio before I get to that and maybe mess up. It's 32 after the hour on a Saturday morning, and this is O'Neill Outside, 33 after the hour now. I hope you make plans to join us on Saturday mornings from time to time, whether it's hunting season, fishing season, hiking season, or whether whatever the season may be for you and your family. Now, one of the questions that the leading question for the Southern Grind guestbook this week will be about taking children on a hunting trip and shooting. And I will handle that in the second hour of the program. Excuse me. And I still don't hear Jason. I guess I'm off the air on WSB. Who knows? But I'm still here. Jason's just busy. Is that the winner on one, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. I hate to be such a wimp, but I don't see the gentleman's name, Jason. Phil. Okay. Let's do this now at 4:34, and I've got time for it. The question was for the radio prize package, what was the name of the O'Neill Outside radio program when we started back in 1991? And Phil is calling, and there's Phil right there, and I'll bring him up if I can. And there he is. Phil, good morning. It's O'Neill Outside. You're on the radio. Welcome.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good. You must be a long-time listener to the show.
Yeah, I've been listening almost 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
My drive into work.
Well, good for you. All right, let's win a prize package, and we'll take a couple of weeks to get it to you. It's worthwhile, and I appreciate your participation. What was the original name of O'Neill Outside Radio?
That's the Great Outdoor Show.
Yes, it was, the Great Outdoor Show. You're very kind to call and remember. Excuse me. But it was worthwhile listening and worthwhile calling, and I appreciate your participation in the show, and we'll get you the package in a couple of weeks.
I've enjoyed your show for a long time.
Well, good. Thank you very, very much. May I ask where you work, sir, to be going in this time of day?
I work at Delta Airlines.
I have an awful lot of airline employees. My son-in-law works for Delta and has for about 25 years out in the shop. He's I don't know what he does, but he's been there 20.
Technical operations?
Yeah, something of that nature. Yeah, yep. I don't ask him what he does. But he gets in there about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you guys work long hours out there sometimes, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yes, you do. All right, so wonderful company, and you got the prize package, and I congratulate you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. See you soon, I hope, and I appreciate you listening to the program, and we'll let Jason drop that call. It's 35 after the hour, and call me now. Do you like these podcasts? Do you listen to these podcasts? Are they worthwhile? What do you think about these podcasts? That, I'd love to hear from you this morning. And, of course, it's 2019, the first show of 2019. I got some great rejoin music there, don't you? Indeed. This is O'Neill Outside, 40 after the hour. I messed up the timing on the last break. I apologize to all the engineers down the line. After all, it's the middle of the night, and I'm an old guy, so I get wrapped up in what I'm saying. Okay, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255 all across the country. And we're talking about whether or not we you guys listen to podcasts. So let's talk now to Matt. He's calling from Cumming, Georgia, and we're talking about the podcasting. Let's see if I can bring him up here. He's up. Okay, Matt, what do you say? You're on O'Neill Outside. Welcome.
Hey, good to talk to you again, O'Neill.
You bet. Sorry to take so long to get to you. Do you listen to the Do you listen to the podcast?
I do. I check them out from time to time, especially the outdoor stuff. You're right. There is a lot of less than desirable attempts out there, but there is some good information. There's some good efforts. I'm sure you're a seasoned pro. It's going to be the best 15 minutes probably in the pack. But I'll tell you, I kind of equate it to I'm in the music kind of world, and everyone's an engineer and a producer now because of the home recording setup.
Yeah,
so there's
right.
It's kind of like that world, there's lots of material out there and attempts, but you still got to have talent. You know what I mean?
I understand. Some of them I've heard and listened to for a few minutes were just absolutely horrible.
Yeah. I mean, technically it's horrible. Content is just regurgitated from somewhere else. And, but like I said, I love the effort. And I mean, any material is good material. To at least take a listen to if you got the free time, especially if it's something you love to do, but like anything else, it's swamped. Like you said, there's a meat eater and some. I mean, you had mentioned not too long ago that the shows, the actual hunting shows, are in a declining state, right?
Yes, they are.
What is the reason because of all the internet content? Is that the reason for that?
That's correct. Yeah, someone five or six years ago, a sponsor who would have, I won't call any names, but a sponsor who would have paid me money to have their 30-second commercial announcement for their product or their brand on my television show will not pay me that now because they reach the consumer via social media.
Right. Yeah. Everything's changed. I mean, like I said, in the music world, it's the same way. Everything's upside down. But the radio, you said, is still going, and I mean, I'm blessed to know that you're still out there kicking it, because, I mean, I'm probably 15 years into listening to you, and I've won the prize pack, and I've been a part of the show.
Okay.
And you create a family out here.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were to say, all right, you're in the truck, you're on the way to work, whatever the case might be, and it's April the 1st, or it's the first week of April.
Yeah.
Will the podcast be more desirable for you if the subject matter of the 1st of April podcast is about April fishing?
Well, being as though you can actually go through and tick these in any chronological order after they're all recorded.
Yes.
I don't know if that's necessary. Now,
okay.
However, there's nothing like timely, content to get you kind of stoked about what's going on. Like, I love I love to deer hunt. So when you get into this mode, I mean, I love the fact that it is live and it is current, and it's like, you're going through the season with us. I do enjoy that.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps you any bit, but
it does.
It's kind of, I do enjoy that live feeling, but, being that, your listeners probably, if they're adept in that social media world and the podcast world, they probably, I don't know if that even affects them.
I see. That's a good observation because, indeed, if a podcast that's on iTunes that I may have spoken about in a subject matter being for April the 1st, you could listen to that September the 1st.
Right.
So,
and I guess you could do that at any time,
Yes, you can do it any time.
When you do your live stuff, though, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess you're concentrating on that 15 minutes of intense information because, your Saturday show is just like, you don't want anything to step on those toes,
Yeah. Oh, that's true. And my and I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity to speak to you about this and to speak to another 1 million people that are listening right now. That
right.
will be my intent, so that when you go to the podcast, I guess it has to do with my age, Matt. I feel like that you watch O'Neill or listen to O'Neill here or listen to O'Neill on a podcast to be reminded of things that you should or should not be doing, to be reminded of ways to catch fish or places to go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I don't really think anybody cares about my own personal experience. It's what you get from it.
Well, I'll tell you what, for me being a regular listener, I do enjoy your personal, like, you know, I'm going to be purchasing your book soon, and I'm into your personal stories. Like I said, you know this, you're true followers. We know you. We feel like we know you. You know what I mean? So it's enjoying your, that's why you wrote that book. We enjoy those stories. So, but yes, the what you want to do and how to catch fish. I mean, all these pertinent things, you delivering them is definitely a bonus for anyone involved. Your years in this world is, and let alone the sports, are you can't even invaluable.
Well, thank you. You're very, very kind with your comments. I do appreciate you being a listener to the program, and your
sure.
points are well made and well taken. And
I
got to tell you, if you're going to listen to the O'Neill Outside podcast or when they begin in a couple of weeks, you'll have to be an O'Neill fan, because that's what it's about.
Exactly.
So,
you know,
hey.
your 50, your podcast though, is, I was thinking, is going to be a great way to maybe see people that are scouting through this stuff to maybe pick up some more listeners too to your Saturday show. You know,
I do think so. Thanks for calling, Matt. Have a great holiday weekend. It's a holiday weekend every weekend. So
that's
have a good
right.
one, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Call again soon. There we are. There you are, Jason. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? 47 after the hour. A point well made. If I'm talking on the podcast in April, it doesn't have to necessarily be about that to have a listener, because you can tune into that show later on. One of the fabulous things about outdoors and this radio show, or any radio show for that matter, about outdoors is always the same. I mean, you think about it. Bass fishing is almost the same. Bass fishing on southern reservoirs when it's 70 degrees is the same as it was the previous year at 70 degrees, and the previous year and the previous year. Of course, it's always dictated by, like, for instance, right now, Lake Lanier's full, and the streams are full. Trout fishing is probably no good because it's been raining so much. But if it weren't raining so much, and the streams were clear and the lakes were stable, the fish don't know where they live. And they react to their environment in almost exactly the same way as they did the previous time and the previous time and the previous time. Now, there are factors, like I know one of the comments on the Southern Grind guest book was, after the deer season opens, I don't see any more bucks. Why is that? Well, a lot of, you know, creatures that smell like humans are now in the woods. Deer react to the presence of humans. It's funny that sometimes when I will, I'll be chatting with someone and they say, I don't use cloak. I don't wash my clothes in cloak. But I don't see any deer that are smelling me. Oh, Lord. He smelled you a quarter of a mile away. You never saw him. because he smelled you already. And he thought, I don't like that. That smell wasn't here yesterday. So I think I'll go in a different direction. There are acorns over here. There's a food plot over here. There's a wheat field over here. So I don't think I'll go that way because I just smelled something and I don't like it. So they react differently. And that's a great example about the white-tailed deer. That's why, hey, it's 3 days into the season and I don't see any more bucks. Why? Well, that's one of the reasons why. Play the wind. Wash your hunting clothes and cloak. If you're in a stand, change clothes in the stand into the clothes that you brought in a plastic bag, whereby you didn't stop to have breakfast in those clothes. You didn't stop to gas up the truck in those clothes. Those clothes smell like a gasoline station, and those clothes smell like bacon and eggs. And they smell like you. So that's why. Pardon the cough, I've been sick. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Now, one of the things that I get often questions is people will email me. They'll go to O'Neill Outside and they'll send an email, and the email is, I would love to go fishing. There's a guy in the neighborhood who's got a bass boat, and he goes fishing almost every weekend. Man, I'd love for him to take me fishing. Here's some preliminary tips before we go out to the next break that will maybe he'll take you fishing. If you're friends already, be bold enough to say, hey, if you'll take me fishing, I promise I won't bring 15 rods and reels. I promise to pay the gas in the truck. I promise to pay for the gas in the boat. And I promise to clean up the boat after the trip is over. And I promise not to talk too much during the trip. He might take you fishing. Because I can assure you, wherever, whatever lake you go to, wherever lake you may fish, whatever trip you take, it's just in fuel alone will probably cost him $100, maybe 200 or more. So offer to pay for the trip and clean up the boat when it's over. He might take you again. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. We'll be
losing my breath as I fall, learning to fly, letting go of it all.
Before we get out of this first hour, and we have more headed your way, of course, we're on the subject of podcasting, and Andy from Ackworth, Georgia, is on the line. You're on the radio, Andy. What do you think?
Good morning, Mr. O'Neill. Hey. You and Mom and Williams had a good Christmas and a good New Year.
Yes, indeed. How about you? Did you spend some time with your family?
Oh, outstanding. Yes, sir. I got to. It was fortunate this year. Just so happened, I got New Year's off, got to go out of town. It was absolutely wonderful.
Good.
I called a while back about the podcast, and I'm all for it 100%. Like that other caller, I've been listening to you for decades, and he's right. Some of the quality with some of these podcasts is just horrendous. But with, you know, and not for nothing, but it used to be back in the day, some of the, you know, the professional radio people looked at having a podcast as kind of a, you know, well, I want to get a podcast for, you know, and they don't pay me for that, yada, yada, yada. But now more and more starting to do that. Some, like in my afternoon radio shows to listen to, some of them just have this show as a podcast for people
yes.
to listen to it. You know, so I still hold true. And he's right. Your fan base, you know, we're kind of like one big you know, family. You know, it's just, and it's fun to just listen to some of the regular callers and all that. You know, the cool thing with podcasts, you can look up anything, any topic, and listen to somebody.
Well, I'm going to, Andy, thank you. I am going to engineer a podcast. I'm going to have a podcast, and it'll start in a couple of weeks, and we'll run it for weekly for 15 minutes or so, maybe twice weekly, maybe not, and we'll see what kind of reaction we get, and we'll tell everybody about it right here. So there you are. And I appreciate your support and your telephone call right now, and so we'll take the first hour break here. Andy, thanks for calling, my good friend. This is O'Neill. More outdoors headed your way after some announcements, and we like those, and the news, and then we'll be back.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB, Atlanta's news, starts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.